Country Bob FM.
Back-to-back days with the train whistle, Neil, because you love it so much.
I do.
It's one of, I think, three noisemakers that we have for the Bob Almanac made of wood. We have this, there is the gavel. And then it might be fake wood. I have a recorder that I'm afraid to bring out because it's just so bad.
Okay.
8:50, it is Almanac time. We're going to play Almanac Quiz. Listen for everything that we may say because it might be the topic of the quiz question at the end of the hour. And a chance for you to win Father Hennepin Festival tickets. Two tickets. It is coming up June 8th. Father Hennepin, Chandler Park, Champlin, Chris Hockey headlining, Shane Martin, Anderson Daniels also performing. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 1:41 in. We have 2:24 left. 1819, bicycles were first seen in the U.S. There were plenty of unicycles, but they finally made their debut, the bicycles. Nice. And I bet you they put a bicycle lane in.
I would hope.
Just like we have in Minneapolis, many of those. Uh-huh. Bicycles first seen in the U.S. in New York City. They were originally known as Swift Walkers. Sounds like something mystical, like from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Swift Walkers. Beware the Swift Walkers. Mm. So 1908 on this date, the first horror movie, you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is credited as the first ever horror movie.
I didn't know that.
That premieres in theaters in Chicago, 1908. Did you know Greyhound Bus originated in Minnesota?
It's such a comfort to take the bus and leave the driving to us in a Greyhound bus. Lucky us. In a Greyhound bus.
Believe it or not, Hibbing, Minnesota is where Greyhound bus lines began on this date, 1914.
I love the jingle. That is great.
Now, well, you know, our staff.
I know.
We do the job. We do our due diligence. So that was 1914. If you don't want to take a Greyhound bus, of course, you can always fly.
Lindbergh, dubbed the Lone Eagle, successfully piloted the first solo transatlantic flight, arriving in Paris in 33 and a half hours.
Spirit of St. Louis landed on this date in Paris, 33 and a half hours. That's a long flight.
How do you not fall asleep? Or maybe he did. I don't know.
He was the Lone Eagle. You know, they always called him the Flying Fool.
Right.
So that was this date in 27. And then 5 years later, you know that what's-her-name also tried it. They called her Lady Lindy.
Yeah.
Amelia. I've done it. Those were Lady Lindy's words when she got out of her machine in the field near the little village of Calmore, and all the villagers cheered her.
And now her trip was only 17 and a half hours, but she left from Newfoundland instead of leaving from New York, from Long Island,
right,
like Charles Lindbergh did.
Right.
Amelia Earhart, 1932. And you know, we did find Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
There was a special. And I want those people to also help find my remote.
Yeah.
1981, this was happening on the ice at Nassau County Coliseum on Long Island as well. Same place where Charles Lindbergh took off from.
The New York Islanders have won the Stanley Cup for the second consecutive year, defeating the Minnesota North Stars tonight, 5-1.
Let's just say the New York Islanders were a little too much for our North Stars in 1981. It was a nice run to the Cup in 80-81. That was a good team the North Stars had.
They did.
Cicerelli and Broughton.
Broughton just came.
Bobby
yeah.
Smith.
Yep.
Al McAdams. Steve Payne scored some big goals for this team. And, of course, the goaltending of Gilly Milosh mentioned Cicerelli.
Oh, yeah.
Or as Glenn Sommers called him, Ceccarelli.
Yes. Ceccarelli.
You had Gilly Milosh and Don Beaupre. Your two goaltenders. It was a nice run. I'd like to see the Wild make a run like that one of these years.
It would be nice. We can still have hope.
The Islanders won the series 4-1. It would be the second of their four in a row. In 1990, Newhart, they know how to end a series, those guys that were putting on Newhart.
All right, Bob. What is it?
Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you. Good night.
It was all a dream.
It was so good.
For Bob Hartley. It wasn't Bob, whatever his last name was. It was all a dream. And the funny thing is, Bob Newhart's wife came up with that idea. on how to end the show. Make it a dream, because St. Elsewhere was a dream, and then, of course, you had the whole dream thing in Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
So they decided to do the dream, and they had to sneak Suzanne Pleshette onto the set. They had to sneak her in a shroud of secrecy. And then once they rolled out the bedroom scene from the old Bob Newhart show, they knew exactly. Crowd recognized it. That's how savvy they were as far as their Newhart fandom. That was on this date, 1990. And, of course, the Game of Thrones finale, 19.8 million.
Wow.
That's not that much. But, of course, viewing is different now. When you consider it was well over 100 million for MASH. And like 80 million for Cheers or whatever
it
was.
Right.
But it's different now. Obviously, HBO, you have to pay for it, and people are going to watch it later, and they're going to stream it, and they worldwide. There's like 230 million in China. I don't think Newhart did 230 million in China, do you?
No.
So that was in 1990. 92, if you don't like reality TV, you can blame this show.
This is the true story. True story.
Seven strangers picked to live in a loft
and have their lives taped.
To find out what happens.
What?
When people stop being
polite. Shows with hidden cameras and Big Brother and everybody, you know, giving their feelings about everybody else and how they're getting along. It started. Gosh. It started this date. The Real World made its debut on MTV. And, you know, when our society crumbles, that might be the point that they point at. Historians will look.
Yeah.
When the next people take over the earth, whoever that might be, maybe aliens from somewhere else, they come down. And they look, what happened to the past society? What happened? What was their downfall? Could
reality.
Be this date, 1992, The Real World MTV. Yeah. It was a happy occasion in 1999.
And the outstanding diva is... The streak is over, Susan Lucci!
Pretty huge.
That's huge.
She was the Vikings of daytime television. Erica Kane finally won this date, 1999. Birthdays.
You know you make me wanna sound, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down.
One of the Isley brothers.
Very good.
Ronald Isley.
Say you will.
He would claim that he's the most talented of the Isleys, but Rudolph is pretty good too. So Ronald Isley, 78. Bobby Cox, 78. Baseball manager. Remember him best with the Braves. They won a whole boatload of division championships. Of course,
I think it was 11.
We beat them in 7 games in 91. He's 78.
After all of these years, I'm still trying to shake.
Member of the group Chicago.
Doing much better.
Bill Champlin, who joined him like late 70s, early 80s. He wasn't one of the founding members, and then he left them later. But that's him singing with Peter Cetera here.
He's good.
Hard Habit to Break. That was Peter Cetera's last album with Chicago.
Okay.
And he is 72. More music.
Of course I can dance. Of course I can dance.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure I can dance. I'm sure I can dance. I can dance.
This was a hot hit.
Yes,
in your
it
high
was.
School.
For sure.
Hands, I really hit the floor.
And he had one of the best white men perms of the 80s. Or white man froze. I'm sure that was his natural hair. He didn't go Ogilvy home perm. We're talking about Leo Sayre, 71.
Big hit
here today.
Dennis, that introduction was written by me, Al Franken. You know, it's been almost 6 years since I reported on the Al Franken decade, giving tips on what you can do for me, Al Franken.
Al Franken, happy birthday here today. Would you like to be awkwardly touched by me, Al Franken?
Franken.
Al
well,
Franken
you.
Is 68 today. Mr. T.
No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Wait
yes,
for it
prediction.
Now.
Pain.
Yeah, that's his prediction for Balboa. Mr. T, born Lawrence Tarot. Go up to him and say, how you doing, Larry? Call Mr. T Larry once and see how he responds.
I don't think I'm gonna.
Mr. T is 67. Do you think he has downsized the amount of jewelry that he wears around his neck?
I hope so.
Because you think once you get older, your spine can't hold. You have osteodeals, this and that, and arthritis, and your spine weakens. I'm pretty sure he's back when he's 67.
I've been wanting to wear this for a while, Sarge.
Nuts? Billy, we gotta talk.
What the hell is this?
Never have too much firepower.
It's
It's a wide arsenal.
Yes, you can never have too much firepower. Billy Rosewood, or is that Roseweed? Judge Reinhold, 62. How about T-Rex?
Broken bat. Gaetti goes to one knee, hustles up, and Herbeck with an extraordinary play.
Both ends.
He called it the couch potato play. That was in the 87 ALCS when he basically laid down on his stomach to catch that ball from Gary Gaetti. Kent Herbeck, happy birthday. He is 59.
Cannot deny his fielding prowess.
And he never won a Golden Glove. That is a joke.
Yeah.
That's awful and needs to be rectified.
Yes.
But happy birthday, Kent. Ken Herbeck, one of us. And our rapper of the day today, our living rapper of the day, is Max B.
Oh.
He's 41.
Okay. How about gone but not forgotten today? Financier Armand Hammer was born on this day, 1898. He was the chairman of the Occidental Petroleum Company, and he made some money and diversified. Armand Hammer, 1898. Hall of Fame blues composer Fats Waller. I think there's a Fats Waller song that Hank Jr. Ain't Misbehaving. Was that Fats Waller?
It's a good bet. You should add your staff. Look it up.
I think it is, as a matter of fact. Born on this day, 1904. What about Raymond Burr? Oh, TV theme time. He was more than Perry Mason, folks.
He was.
He was Chief Ironside. Ironside there. Love that show. Loved them both, actually. Raymond Burr, born on this day, 1917. Singer, actor, Dennis Day. Very talented man. Born on this day, 1918.
No relation to Doris.
No relation. Actress, comedian, Peggy Cass. She appeared in several movies, but she was always on To Tell the Truth. That's what I remember from For the Game Show. To Tell the Truth, Peggy Cass, born on this day, 1924. Actor David Groh.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Brenda's sister, Rhoda. Just visiting here. I'm from Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. I could tell from your accent.
You got a good ear there. I mean, most people think I'm from St. Paul.
Well, they eventually would get married, which I was very jealous of. And then, very thankfully and in celebration for me in the third season, they got divorced.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I had a crush on Rhoda.
David Groh there, he got married to Rhoda. He was also in Baywatch and did some soap time in General Hospital. Born on this day, 1939. And how about our gone but not forgotten rapper of the day, Notorious B.I.G.
B.I.G.P.O.P.P.A. No info
for the DEA. Federal agents, man. I don't know the words. I'm trying to read them. I don't know what he's saying. Something about phones in the basement. My team, Supreme, stay clean, triple beam, lyrical dream.
Break it down. That's what I'm doing over here.
Gats and holsters, girls on shoulders.
Rapper Notorious B.I.G. was born on this day, 1972. Gone way too young.
Right. He was a victim of the East Coast, West Coast war.
Yeah.
In the rap world.
Right, right.
He versus Tupac, right? West Coast and
cost them both. I know that.
It was.
1972, and they're gone but not forgotten.
It's quiz time. Put on your quiz caps right now because we're giving away two tickets to the Father Hennepin Festival. It's Chris Hockey as your headliner, but, don't sleep on Shane Martin. Don't sleep on Anderson Daniels. They'll bring the heat.
Oh, yeah.
The music begins at 3 o'clock at FatherHennepinFestival.com. For more information, Chandler Park in Champlin. The question is, what sound maker did we use to kick off today's Bob Almanac?
Boy, we went deep into the quiz questions.
Yeah, we didn't want to think too much here today. This is a non-thinking man's question.
I like it.
So what was our sounder, our noise maker, our call to action sound instrument?
Or if you didn't know what today's was, what was yesterday's?
We did use it yesterday as well, so it should be a very easy question.
Yeah.
Neil, do you have the particulars? What's the phone
number? 763-450-0100. First correct caller. We're going to set you up with those tickets to Father Hennepin Days.
All right. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Mel McDaniel, Louisiana, Saturday night? Wade Hayes, and he's old enough to know better, or the Bellamy Brothers reminiscing about their time as an old hippie?
Mm-hmm. Howard and David will start us today.
Okay, and I'll be live, the Legion and Osseo,
I'll
all
see
request
you there.
Lunch hour today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany St. Cloud.